Those old enough to remember the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in November of 1979 may well remember Barry Rosen. He was the press attaché at the embassy, one of the 52 Americans sometimes paraded blindfolded before the cameras. They spent 444 days in captivity. After their release, Barry Rosen resigned from the Foreign Service and went to work in the media department of Columbia University's Teachers College. But Rosen is a scholar of Iran and of the Muslim world, and he was recently drawn back to the region. He's now helping to build a new society in Afghanistan. We caught up with Barry Rosen last week while he was on home leave in New York. We asked him to reflect on his life since that ordeal a quarter century ago.
I had to look ahead rather than look behind, and I was very lucky. I was a very lucky person to be alive. And so I look at it that way, that I've had 25 years of extra life.
Years later, in 1998, you met with one of those students who had taken over the embassy. In Paris, you met with Abbas Abdi. You held a press conference. I actually was there and covered it for NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear a bit of you at that event.
I hope you'll understand that my most difficult dilemma in nearly 20 years was whether to agree to join this panel with him, meaning to put my resentment aside. But it was precisely the opportunity that felt right to me, both in timing and as an expression of an old conviction of mine. I sensed the time had come to put closed to 444 days that brought me great pain.
Now, we were told as reporters you and Mr. Abdi had hit it off at dinner the night before. But sitting in that room, it was very tense. I mean, you guys didn't look at each other. You had to be goaded by photographers to even shake hands. So I'm wondering if I can ask you now, how did you really feel that the night before? How did that meeting go?
Well, in fact, Abbas Abdi and I are close friends. It was just an impossible situation. The people who had organized the conference wanted to keep us apart. It seemed like there was so much going on. And also, I myself felt, to a certain degree, I had to be careful if I would shake his hands or whatever, because I knew that he was going back to Iran, and I was worried for his own safety.
It was very controversial for him to meet you.
Absolutely. But I do believe that that whole conference was set up by both people who knew the leadership in Iran at that time, President Khatami, who had just won the election, and some people in the human rights field in the United States. This was the first attempt to try something like ping-pong in China or whatever in order to start the relationship going between the United States and Iran. It in fact backfired more than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, well, when we met newspapers in Iran, the very right-wing newspapers in Iran, started a campaign against Abdi. And within several years, he had already gotten himself into trouble and was then arrested several years ago. And he's been spending 6 years in prison now.
You have been drawn back to the region. Tell us how you decided to go to Afghanistan.
After the fall of the Taliban in 2001, I'd spoken to the president of Teachers College, Arthur Levine, about this issue of trying to do something. I felt that we owed the Afghan people something. And he welcomed the fact that I was interested in it. And then we were able to connect with UNICEF, and we now have a full-blown textbook project in Afghanistan, and then we're also doing teacher training for pre-service students who are going to be teachers.
What's in these textbooks?
Well, these textbooks for Afghans are somewhat revolutionary in the sense that this is an attempt to build in student-centered curriculum that gives a child the opportunity to talk about himself or herself. Who am I? What is the decision-making process? What are some of the psychosocial issues that are facing children in a post-conflict situation? And we give children the opportunity for expression. Unfortunately, Afghanistan has so many problems. Many of the children are poverty-stricken. The schools are in terrible shape. we have a long way to go.
Is the Islam that they're studying today, is it different than the old textbooks?
Absolutely. There were textbooks written in the 80s or so, which were very hard-hitting, very radical, and these were purposely done in order to radicalize students against, in the early periods, the Soviets. And what we've done now is totally revised the textbooks. This is a new textbook. It only talks about the issue of Islam as a religion. It uses narrative stories about the religion. It talks about even peace and conflict resolution within the Islamic textbook.
Before saying goodbye to Rosen, we asked him about the war in Iraq and the deadly spate of hostage takings there.
This is an impossible situation for a family to live through, and an impossible situation for a hostage to go through. And more than anything else, to watch people in desperation makes me go back to that period in my own life, and I just can't face that myself.
Barry Rosen is a former American hostage in Iran. He's now with Columbia University's Teachers College, helping to revise school textbooks in Afghanistan.